Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Chief Bosun's Mate James Elliott Willie Williams was born on June 13, 1930, in Fort Mill, South Carolina. In August 1947, Williams enlisted in the U.S. Navy and became a bosun's mate. He spent 2 years on the USS Douglas H. Fox, a destroyer that used small boats for raids into North Korea, and 3 years on the USS Little Rock, a light cruiser. In April 1966, Williams was given command of River Patrol Boat 105, or PBR 105, in Vietnam. The Mekong River spans nearly the entirety of Vietnam and was a key supply route for the North Vietnamese Army and the Viet Cong in the south of Vietnam. Williams' squadron was tasked with intercepting these supplies and keeping the river free of enemy activity. On October 31, 1966, Williams' boat and another PBR were searching for Viet Cong in the Mekong River when they took contact from two sampans, small wooden fishing boats commonly used in the region. The PBRs killed one sampan's crew as the other escaped, then followed in pursuit. The remaining sampan led them straight into an ambush. Williams found his sailors facing 10 enemy vessels in fortified positions along the riverbank. Despite the heavy volume of enemy machine gun fire, Williams emerged from cover to direct his PBR's fire on enemy positions and boats, then called for close air support from helicopters. While waiting for air support, Williams continued to maneuver PBR 105 in direct fire, encountering an even larger concentration of Viet Cong sampans. As night fell, he turned on his boat's searchlights to locate the enemy positions ashore and destroy them. The battle was over after Williams' PBR forced the enemy ashore to flee, having destroyed 65 boats over a three-hour battle. In January 1967, Williams would lead three PBRs in a similar battle against 400 enemy fighters and receive the Navy Cross for his actions. Later that year, he retired from the Navy. On May 14, 1968, Williams was awarded the Medal of Honor at the Pentagon. His other awards include the Navy Cross, the Silver Star, the Legion of Merit with Combat V device, and three Purple Hearts. A year after retiring, Williams became a U.S. Marshal. He passed away on October 13, 1999. To this day, he is one of the most decorated sailors in the U.S. Navy's history.
The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our producer and engineer. Leon Pescador is our scriptwriter. Declan Roars is our script editor and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
A news story gets shared by a friend on social media, or you catch a tweet that really makes your blood boil. But how do you separate fact from fiction? That's the premise behind Disinformation, a 10-part series from Evergreen Podcasts and Emergent Risk International coming this fall. Tune into Disinformation wherever you get your podcasts, and remember, don't believe everything you read.